everyone. When I think about skincare, I think about the best of the best and how it will make me feel. I use Charisma Skincare. It is a clean, 100% non-toxic, high-performance, luxury skincare line. And when you use it, you feel more beautiful and confident with your own skin.
I know. It definitely helped me feel more beautiful and combat my hormonal breakouts. And I must say, it's the only skincare line I want to use every single day.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same. I started using Charisma 3 years ago for prevention because I love the sun, and it's helped me with my dark spots, and I use it in my morning and nighttime skincare routine.
Now is a great time to try Charisma because they are giving our listeners 20% off your first order at charismaskincare.com. Use code GIRLPOWER20 for 20% off, and 20% of your sale will be donated to Girl Powerful, helping all girls feel seen, valued, and heard.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, we have guest Eden Sassoon with us. She is an entrepreneur, a TV personality, and a Shoptainment host. We were really excited to have Eden on the podcast today because she's all about speaking her truth and living by her truth. And it's really, really important to have leaders in this world who are having open conversations and real conversations. So Eden, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you guys so much. And how natural it's been just to, you know, until like this moment right now. I've been so, such a gift. And you're exactly right. This is what we need.
Well, thank you. So at Girl Powerful, we work with tween and teen girls to build a strong sense of self through social and emotional learning. So we know you grew up in a very famous family. So what was it like as like 12-year-old Eden?
Like, yeah, what were you like? Like, yeah. That's one of our favorite questions to see, like, the evolution of a girl. So what were you like as a 12-year-old?
It gives me the chills. So my 12-year-old was in a lot of pain, wasn't able to speak her truth, and I'm going to for sure cry. wasn't able to be the woman that I am today, or the girl that I am today in this woman form. So she was struggling. She was really struggling to find peace in the chaos and yet know that the love existed. And yet there were all these moving parts, you know, and I always had the question of, this isn't just it. There's something more. Why? You know, search for the meaning, find the meaning in it. You don't just accept this, right? So, and it wasn't that it was like, look, that's what I was born into. So as I grew older, and today we can have this conversation about it, but then it's like, you know, everything's coming at you in different ways, and when, where do you stand in this constant moving energy force? So we say the fame. So, you know, and dad had his own upbringing, and mom and sister and two brothers and nanny and, let's be real, driver and cook and all these things and secretaries, and like, whoa, where's the peace? Just give me some peace. And I would find it in me and my dog. And we'd go, we lived across the street from the park, and we would go and sit in the park. And then he ran away one day, and that was heartbreaking at that age, heartbreaking. So I think that, you know, in those moments of chaos, I would look for the peace and the calm and try to find the joy in that, you know. And then today, cut to today, and I still do that. You know, and some people in different environments and different settings, and the joy is more present than in maybe those triggers. Oh, wait, you're not 12 anymore, Eden. You don't have to just find the peace. You know, you can be in this joyful place.
Yeah.
But I wasn't programmed like it. So I have to do the work.
Yeah. Did your peers, like, did you grow up around other girls that like were, you know, in a wealthy family and well off and dealing with their own chaos? Or like, how would other people have described you as a preteen?
I grew up with all my girls, you know, we were all the same. Yeah. My house might've been a little bigger. My parents might've been more visually, you know, seen or talked about, but it was never different for me. Those are my girls.
Yeah.
So it didn't really, for me, it didn't, maybe I held on because they were also like crazy, but you know, they're like my dog, you know, that was my safety. And when he ran away, it broke my heart. And so my girls were like, those are my safety. And I never, that's an interesting question. So I think because of maybe there were things that my dad, hey, we're all going to go do this. And maybe some of the parents couldn't for whatever reasons, obviously. And so he would offer because it wasn't different, you know, let's all go. And some parents would take it in a certain way, but that wasn't our problem. That wasn't the kids' problem, right? It was the parents' problems. Like you couldn't accept or this or that. So to me, it wasn't, it really wasn't any different. And I think even like my nanny and her family who lived way deep in the valley in a 2-bedroom apartment with literally 15 people, a Latin Mexican family, that was safe. That was comforting. That was home and like love to me. So I had all these opposing things happening, but I just wanted to find that safe place.
Yeah, definitely. So like talking about like having female friendships that helped you feel at home and peaceful as a teenager, like what do you look for now in adult relationships with females? Like, I think that's such a powerful thing to be able to identify is like, what is a positive female friendship look like to you?
That's an amazing question. I'm glad you asked me because, you know, we kind of travel through and people come and go and we never really stop to say, hey, you know, I'm very into the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's it, you know?
Yeah. You don't have to say much.
Right. And we're trapped. Like sometimes I'm trapped in this physical form and whatever it may be, illness, inflammation, like how much is it coming from the mind or how much is really from the other person, what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. So I try to get really present, like forget what I'm thinking, because you just went through my programming and those were my people, those were my girls. Well, now Eden, you can't, what are you feeling? Where are you now to where this person's comes in the room and you're like, whew, I'm at peace, I'm at ease, I'm smiling, my heart feels good, it's open. Or like, oh, all right, you want to go here? Let's go. Well, I don't want that girl around me, that girl to come out. So like maybe that person who just came in, nah, let's, although I try to be that one, right? Like that person to really be the best in me and them. And sometimes it gets hard. Like I can't always do that because it takes so much from just being, or being the mom, or being the sister, or being, because like my daughter said something the other day. And she said, yeah, you're really nice to strangers and you really talk to them and you'll help them with their life. And you're really nice to people that you just meet. And that's a two-way street, right? So where's that communication back and forth? And I think that's interesting because mom and daughters, that's tough. It can be a really tough relationship. And one doesn't want to give too much and the other trying to tell you what to do, when in reality, we're really just here trying to do this together, right?
Right.
Totally lost sight of the first part of the question. So
we do that with the girls. We identify like and help them build healthy relationships and friendships, because at that age, a lot of the girls, you know, it's like mean girl stuff comes up, a lot of comparison. You're becoming self-aware and realizing like what you have and what you don't have, and the whole body image, you know,
component.
So we just like to, like you said, like when I'm in the room with this person, do I feel good? When I leave, do I feel good? Is she going to go talk about me behind my back? No. You know, mm-hmm. like these things that we help girls identify, like mm-hmm. we're like, if you like feel like you have the best time ever when you have lunch with Eden, go have lunch with Eden more, you know? So it's really important at a younger age to realize like who makes me feel good, like what feels my soul, like people have energy and it's movement and it's happiness and it's peace. Like
self-check-ins are so important and any age can do that. I think everyone like almost waits too long. Maybe they haven't been exposed to it, so they have no idea, but it's like the internet, social media, like everyone's out here talking and speaking truth and bringing light to a lot of darkness.
Right.
It's like, there's, like you were saying earlier, no excuses.
Right.
Something I'm working on is like a lot of friends, like from college and your past, It's like they only talk, I've realized they only talk about the past because that's what you have in common with them. And I've evolved so much and grown so much. So it's like, I want to be surrounded by people who talk about the future and make plans and want to do, you know, forward.
See, that's really interesting because you're right. That's people say sometimes safe place, right? But as like Joe Dispenza, like the familiar past is your predictable future. Well, hello, no.
I don't want it. I don't want that.
Right. And then where do we get to? Okay. So where are we right now? Like I can tell in this conversation, oh, this is good now, you know, and in every now there's the future. We hope, but in every now. So, oh, okay. I love these sisters. This is a resonating, right. And that feels good. So it's like, all right, today I'm good. Right now I'm good. And the fact that what I'm hearing is, as you think big, you're working with these young, impressionable women who, it's honestly like if I went there, I might break down because that mother daughter relationship, whew, not only is it like your mirror, so everything that we do together takes me back to that 12-year-old girl. And yet I have to be this almost 48-year-old woman communicating and trying to do it the right way. Well, what does that mean? Like I'm now 12, hurt, upset in my body image problems, you know, blah, 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 trying to communicate with my 16-year-old. It's hard. It's hard. And any mom that says it's not, then I just wonder, question, then how deep is this relationship?
I think so too, because it is just hard, and that's okay, and you can find a way and like, you know, find the tools and learn to communicate and heal your young Eden, right, which is what you're doing. And I applaud you for like being sober. And that's another thing that like when people talk about the past, that's like the fastest way to know someone's got like a drinking or addiction problem is they live in the past. Right. Like if you go to a bar, like everyone's like, oh, I used to be an Olympian, or I used to do this, or whatever, you know, like, have you noticed that? Like, it's true though. Like,
I agree. I have a big, okay. I get very uncomfortable when people like are telling me about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago. I'm like, hold on. I'd rather be silent, but that makes some people uncomfortable, right? Silence. Yeah. And so that for me is an okay place. But when you keep going back, I'm like, one, I don't want to know. We can touch back on the past and we can gather some information and bring it to the present. But what about we just talk about the present? Like what, anything, I don't know, make a conversation up. It doesn't have to be political or something that's really, you know, let's just talk. And that's difficult. Well, and thank you both for actually creating that conversation. And in the youth and these girls that they're, we don't have to keep going back to our stuff and to our history, and we can heal it in being in the present, right? Actively.
Well, actually building and writing out our curriculum helped me heal quite a bit because I was working in the corporate world and I was the biggest people pleaser, pushover, like say yes. And it was literally physical. My stress was physically harming my body, like to the point where I was herniating discs in my back and I could barely stand up. I was on the floor.
24,
so I was on the floor for like over a year, just in so much pain trying to heal. And it was all mind-body connection. And I really didn't learn that until I was 26. And I had this like, God sent me this yoga teacher who helped me heal and do breath work and like, you know, be grateful for my life and my body. So that's why it's so important, because Teddy was working at a private school in LA, and you know, it's like not everyone has access to that grade of education. And it was a really deep dive into social and emotional learning. So she would bring home all this curriculum and be like, check this out, Sonia. And I just got so enamored in it and was like, this is what every child needs to learn at a younger age, because then you can develop, you know, properly, or like with more tools in your
brain. Yeah, but it's like about flexible thinking, about, you know, managing your emotions, being part of a group, because it's not about you, you know, it's about the whole program, the holistic approach to life.
Finish that.
That's just like what social and emotional learning is. Like that word's thrown around a lot. And I don't think a lot of people understand it, but it truly is being emotionally intelligent. And to teach a kid that is the biggest gift in the world.
You know, I am so with you and very disappointed in our systems. Mm-hmm. And I live in LA, I'm Boston right now. Very disappointed and yet buy into it, right? My kids go to private school. They're not even Catholic or Christian or Jewish. I don't even identify with, you know, these things. Let's just stop. Let's just stop. And what are you teaching them? What are you teaching them?
Right.
It's like going back into the past, okay. Like for all of us, each time, how are they going to ever be present? So like what you guys, you have to like realize what a huge thing you're doing and from your own experiences and healing. It's, mm-hmm. if there were 100 of, you know, of you guys.
That's the thing. I think we are doing it because it's what we needed. And so we are like re-raising our 12-year-old selves too and reteaching us by teaching the girls. Like tomorrow morning, Saturday early, we're going to hop on a Zoom call with Department of Family Services kids and teach them. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's what we're up to, Eden. That's
amazing.
Yeah.
What a blessing. Huge, huge blessing. And really the girls, you're almost like Jedi mind tricking them because they're like, oh, this is fun. Oh, I feel this or, oh, crying and whatever it may be. What you're doing is life changing.
And we just want to make sure that everyone's taken care of, right? So we'll teach in the Palisades, but we definitely want to also be with foster youth and give tools to everyone because they all deserve a chance and to break a cycle from their parents or whatever, you know, they need to heal.
Yeah. We didn't know better. And like, I don't blame my parents. They didn't know better. And my parents had no clue. And you guys are amazing. First of all, where are you?
We're in Santa Monica in Idaho. We're going to hang out, Eden.
Wait, yeah, we are. You're in Santa Monica?
We're together.
We're based in LA, but right now we're physically in Idaho.
Yeah. Okay. But you're in, you're in LA. Yay!
Great. So are you still teaching Pilates, and how did you get into that mind-body connection? Because that is such a healing tool. We have an aunt that's like 95 now, and I know
she's because of Pilates.
Because of Pilates and like just her muscle memory, even though she's not practicing.
That's how I got into it.
Legacy. What is legacy?
This is my new line, and the hoodies that I do, kind of wearing your collective truth. But we have a line called the Legacy. So it's the Legacy from Sassoon, and it's all Dad's original. Like this is.
Oh, that's amazing.
Very cool.
All of his cuts originally, and we'll go through the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and then.
Oh, that's cool.
It doesn't matter after that. No, I'm kidding. But in that sense, that history means a lot to that industry. And so you have to bring that back, that positive energy, because they don't have a mark right now. So the legacy, he taught me, he was a unique, incredible man. And I didn't really learn at all. It was more pressure as a young kid than when I got older and I could be like, what's really happening here? So he got me into Pilates. And that's when I started to realize, whoa, there's this inner core. There's this fire. Well, you know what? It's not when I started. It was when I was a young girl, when I realized that, oh, wait, there's more going on. There's something else out here. So that just turned into the physical form. And Pilates was his thing. And when he got me into it, it was life-changing. So I loved it. And it wasn't until I was married and miserable and did I just have my first baby? I think I had my first, I think they were both born. And I was like, 2007. Yes, they were both born. And I'm like, what am I going to do with myself? Meanwhile, he asked me that question. He's like, can you just come over and let's chat? And he's in his robe having tea in the morning. Meanwhile, he had already been diagnosed with a terminal illness and didn't tell his kids. So he's having tea in the morning in his robe saying, so what are you going to do with your life? Like in his English proper accent. And I'm like, damn, that's a good question. Like, why are we having tea and you're asking me and he cares and he's my dad. Okay. What am I going to do with my life? I'm like, wait, I thought I got married and I had kids and that was my purpose.
Yeah.
No. So I asked the tough questions. I was like, what makes me happy? Who makes me happy? What changes my life? And it was Pilates. That was the one thing I got to get up in the morning, and I was still, you know, coming through I just had started drinking. I took a year off. So I just started back in I took a year off when I was pregnant. Jesus. So everything was starting to come on me, at me heavy. But I found what was my thing, and it was Pilates, and that made me really happy. So I wanted to pay it forward. I knew the emotion that I put towards it and that energy. And if I could bring that to other women and men, then I'm in.
Yeah.
So we opened our first studio in 2006, 2007, and I never taught So this is my thing. I'm not a teacher. And yet I'm a student of life and I can pay that forward. And in that, leading by example, we learn and we learn together. But I can't get into that like role. And I've tried right. I can't. I love teachers. I love them because what I get, because I learn so much because I take that student role. And yet I am an alpha female to where I can get out there and lead. And I call myself the connector. Like, just come here. I got you. Go this way. She or he will teach you. And the best, they'll be the best ever. And I can hold your hand and we can do this. But
that's really interesting though. Like, I feel I resonate with that, being like, I don't want to be the teacher, but I will do it and show you like what makes me feel good. But even like, I was in Kundalini yoga teacher training, and by very close to the end, I was like, I don't want to do this. They're too bossy. I'm not going to wear white with them. Like, whatever my issue was. And I
being
was
told what
to I
do.
Was being told what to do. And so I was talking to my mentor in yoga, and her and her husband were like, Teddy, like, you are a teacher. You don't need someone to give you a piece of paper to say you're good enough. And that's like what America like loves to do, is like, wait, I can't do that yet. I'm not certified. I don't have this credential.
Yeah.
Of course, don't go out there and like mislead people or give out bad information.
Yeah.
But if you feel like this is my calling, or yeah, something's being downloaded from a higher source, you don't need to go to a school to share information.
Yeah. Thank you. And this isn't just with like, you know, the three of this is even on the bigger scale. Like, oh, well, are they a doctor? Okay, well, who gave them the piece of paper to say this, when this person who maybe didn't get exactly what we're talking about is so much wiser and has so much more knowledge, or just takes the time to listen and be present, right? Okay. So in every situation, but yet people on the flip side will be like, well, okay. You go that way, we'll go this way. And hopefully we can all sort of find this energetic, intense, happy medium, because the way it is like, phew, you know, where are we at? Well,
it should probably be more based on like even just experience. Like back in the day, it's like you went to like a witch doctor, someone.
Thank you.
Oh, the old people. Like, you talk to the old people, and in America, we just throw people out. We're like, see ya.
Yes. Yes, because I know, and now that you just said that back in the day, the three of us would have been witches. We would have been those witches. Yeah. And they would come to us, and we'd sit in circles, and the energy would heal, and we'd talk, and we'd meditate, we'd shut it down, whatever it may be, we would be that. And today we're considered goddesses. Hey, I'll take the name all day, every day.
It is a little softer.
I'm totally finally when this one, she goes, you know, back in the day, you'd be my sister. And I was a witch, and you don't even know the power you have. And I just start crying. And I was like, God, I resonate with that. Like, wow. All right. I put my witch hat on. I was like, F yeah, I can. Can I swear? Like,
I mean, I'm wearing a long black dress.
Yay.
Yes. Wait, are you an Aquarius?
That's funny. That's my sign that I vibe with the best. I'm a Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
Our mom's a Gemini.
Yeah. I'm an Aquarius. We can vibe. Yeah. And so I am my little Aries.
Oh, I love Aries.
She's a fireball.
Love Aries.
I don't look like a fireball, and then it happens.
That's why we're happy Sonia's in meditation school.
Well, but you always wonder why the student goes to get the teaching and the paper, but to be the good, which is beautiful, because you get to see, you have both sides of that coin. You know, that's the most powerful teacher. Like, why do people study psychology? Because they're crazy. Yeah,
for sure.
Give you whatever. What do you need?
Yeah, but that's like, at least you're taking control of your life and doing the human version of what you can, like, control and like learn from, instead of just sitting around being like, oh well, I'm mad or sad or whatever.
What do I do? No, I think it's so honorable. And if that's what you teach, you know, the girls also, like,
right? Yeah.
Hey, I always feel like, you know, I believe in, there's as much good as there is bad, because how could you have the other without the other, right? I'm of that train of thought, whatever it may be, choose the word, but there's both sides to that. And so
congrats, honey.
That's the most powerful. No, I truly. Yeah.
Well, if I don't do the work, I have a miserable life. Unbalanced. You know, it's like, it's so unbalanced one way. And then that's honestly how I control my own mental health is meditation.
Yeah. I love both of you. And I think that I know that, because if I don't do the work, I'm struggling now with this inflammation and we're finally getting to the bottom of it. And I got to tell you, it's like, okay. I'm almost 50. It's just weird to even say 48. Like, that's just weird. And if you have to make changes, Eden, and if you can't go as hard as you drive, you know, but that force, that's what makes me, I'm alive. But then my body's like, all right, well, what are you not dealing with? Because I'm about to show you some real stuff and real pain, and you're not going to feel good. And you can't, like, it's all, what is it? Why is it coming up? Why is it hurt? Why do I choose that food? Why, you know what? It's all of these things and these curiosities to lead and live your best life. So from that place of like aggression or pick the word you want, comes the peace, right?
Right.
You do the work, which is,
gotcha.
Hats. Oh.
What fuels you? Like, what, thank you. What fuels you? Cause you're so alive and you're so vibrant. Like, what makes you tick?
Like these conversations, love like this, that we can be in these places, you know, and of course it shows the opposite of that would be my daughter saying like, mom, why are you so alive and like that? But then because we don't communicate, because we don't talk, because a 12 or 16 year old brain can't think out here, you know? So it's hard for me to, I'm not going to say dumb down, cause that's rude. That's wrong. But I've lived all these years. You can't not see what you saw. You can't take, you know, it back. So it's hard for me to be on that level. And I do my best. And maybe there's a way in that door that I don't know yet.
Well, it's developmentally appropriate. And like, yeah, you're actually like taking care of Eden still, and you always will be. And I think maybe that's what you tell your daughter, be like, yo, I'm just a person too.
God, you're somewhere in my psyche, because we just had that conversation literally yesterday. And I can, cause we got in an argument like parents do, and girls and women, and this whole unbalance of, all right, you're mom, daughter, but what is that? I brought you in here. All I did was, my physical form was here to birth you. And then it's up to me to be like, look, I'm here. I love you. I will hold your hand. I will be that connector, that bridge to what it is you need or desire. And your desires are going to change a lot, right? But and through that, how do I love you? And how do you see me and love me? Because I'm human. I don't, it's not my favorite place to be, I gotta say. Like, in this human form, I'm like, damn, this is a lot harder than
trapped.
Right?
Wait, how did you even get on the Beverly Hills Housewives? Who asked you, and why would they be like, this is a good idea?
He didn't really see all of me. It was Josh Flagg. And maybe he had an idea, but he knows me better. So, or he thought that I could be the hippy dippy one that to cause more commotion, which was right, but at the end it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
And so I thought, and you said this in the beginning, I thought I could bring lightness into a dark place, but I didn't know how dark it was. And I didn't know that I was up against that 12-year-old times 100. Mm-hmm. And I was back up against a wall the whole time. And if you saw, like, my voice, I couldn't, my throat would close. I couldn't, because the whole time I'm working on my 12-year-old who's in pain, and I've got 15 mirrors in front of me. And I'm like, these are crazy. I can't handle it. So I shut down. And then producers would be like, but we see what you want to say. We see it in the camera. Like, but it's completely inappropriate. And who wants to say that? Like, I didn't want my 12-year-old to release the unload the beast.
Yeah.
And then what happens to this woman at 40, whatever I was at the time, 5, like, it's not healthy. My blood pressure, that what I'm dealing with now. It's funny, the inflammation really started after. Whoa.
It triggered stress in your body.
Yeah.
Well, so it did when you watched it back, or like in the moment, did you like feel like, oh man, this sucks that they're showing me like this? Or did you just say like, this is a part of me and I'm standing up for myself?
I literally just, it was all moving parts right at the same time. So I had to, when we would watch it all together, or my mom would watch it, my brother would watch it here, and everyone would call like, what's happening? Why is everyone so mean? Yeah. I'm like, you guys just laugh. Like, and I saw some too, like I, some of it you can't see behind your back, right? Until that you see it that night and you're kind of like, whoa. So if you're in it, you're in it, right? So when you're watching it, and then it took me quite a few years to process out of that, because that's not who I am. And yet I also didn't bring me to the table. I brought that kid to the table until the last scene. I literally got the download at the party. And I was like, I don't know who these people are. And I'm about to, for whatever reason, something came through. And one of the camera guys was next to me, and I smacked him. I was like, I'm going in. I had no idea what I was talking about. No idea. And it came through me. And it was like all sides of me, hurt and pain and suffering and mad and wanting to like rip her head off, and the things I said. And of course they edited it, so it was pretty intense, and it went on for longer. I mean, I saw the veins in my neck.
Yeah.
You know, her Vanderpump's backyard was silent. All you heard was me just shh. And in reality, like, you saw what you saw, but in reality, I think everybody there was like, okay, like, what's happening with Eden? This is a problem. Like, this could be a reason why a problem. And of course,
it's like, people don't realize the effects of, like, even though pop culture feeds into catfights and female adult bullies and like for entertainment, it's like that it has a repercussion. It affects people. It's not just a TV show for entertainment. Like, you're a real human, like, experiencing and picking up on these feelings and, you know, absorbing all this negative energy.
And then, because you are more deep, probably more than some of the other women, I don't know them, but like, that probably doesn't affect them the same way. They're like, oh, that was fun, I got a lot of airtime, I'm
more right,
or whatever. You know, whatever their goal is, I got more Instagram followers. Like,
well, that's the thing, what's your why? And if, remember, so I'm not an actress. If you're an actress and you're able to live in both of those places at the same time and figure it out, then that high is a high. I left her house and I was like, oh, let me back in, like a fighter. Like, let me back in. I want to go head first. So you're like, whoa, that's not my why. That is not my why. But you put enough money in front of someone's face and you get that dopamine hit all the time, you're in. And that's what's happening. And yes, you know, there are some conscious conversations happening now, which is kind of nice, but just be careful, you know. And Crystal is a friend of mine, and so she, you know, I kind of prepped her and talked to her, and you got to know your why, and if you're going to go in, then go in with those intentions, but you have to be able to
pull back.
Yeah. So yeah. I gave her as much as I could without saying like, don't do it.
She was like, there's a little interest there, which I understand.
I'd be eaten alive.
Yeah. It'd be, okay. I would just be like, whoa, I don't know. If someone hurt her feelings, it'd be game on.
And now that I know, I come in after you two, and I'd be like,
I have to make a phone call.
I'm coming in.
Wait, yeah, I told my friend Allison, who's like just a super fan of Beverly Hills specifically, and I said, do you have any questions for Eden? And she said, what would you say about women like that are adult bullies, and like, how do you deal with that in the workplace or anywhere that could happen? I think, and I was like, cool question, Allison. You know,
it's not just reality TV. It's in the workplace. It's in friendships. It's everywhere.
You took into real reality, but you were talking about this about the kids. This is what you deal with. This is how you prep them for life. And yet, you're right, it still comes back around because we're not prepped enough. How do you deal with that? How do I deal with that? I, if I'm being mindful and connected to spirit, I, lead with love, like my Jared would say, and I back out, I pull out, because if I'm in it and I'm not in spirit and I'm in human form, after that PTSD and other stuff, I will rip your head off. Like, and I'm good at it, right? I'm as much passionate as I can be at loving and mentoring and giving, like, we can do this all day long. Like, imagine when I pull back and say, oh no, you're coming with me to the dark side. Mm-hmm. Right. So I always say, there's much good and there's love. There's as much like, and I don't go to that place unless, yeah, you know, once in a while. So I think you just have to really be in that present moment, because if you're not, and you're tapped into, like we started with, you're tapped into the past, we know what's back there. You know exactly what I'm going to do. whether I'm not going to shut up anymore, but it's not going to be pretty. And if I'm tapped into the future, which I don't really know what exists, but if I'm in spirit, if I'm connected to spirit, which would be present moment, then I'm good. I'm good. That's how I deal with them. I deal with them not in this human form and this mind that is programmed and to be both sides of all, you know?
I think that's really, yeah, good advice is like, take yourself out of it. And if that's physically, if you think that, like, if you can get in tune with more of your flight than your fight, I think it's, that would be the best thing.
There's a hoodie right there.
Because you're not going to be regretful. You're not going to wake up in the morning and have to send a text like, yo, I'm sorry, like that was me. Or have other people talking about how evil you are, use the B word, or call you those names that women shouldn't be called, you know, because you're expressing yourself.
It's a big mess. I think you just create a big mess for yourself. You know, you, look, we're all right for self, because then that self is what you realize that I'm responsible for self, my daughter, my friends, people who are by, people who are friends of that person. Oh my God, that person, even like it, the trickle down is unbelievable. So why not just like sort of, I had this aha, huge moment with a girlfriend of mine. And you know, when you're out of your physical mind and you really can pull out and see from up here, all sides, I can you imagine being able to stay in that place the majority of the time? I mean, that for me would be the goal, right?
You would just laugh.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
this is really silly.
Yeah. I love you guys.
Very silly. All right. Well, we have one thing we've never done with anyone, but you like the truth so much. And my playful inner child loves truth or dare. So I have
and one Gemini in you.
Yeah.
And the Aquarius. Okay. Yeah.
So truth or dare.
That's hard coming from you because I want to dig both.
You're gonna have to do both.
Am I going to have to do truth? I'm going to take truth first, and then you guys can give me a dare, and I will do it.
I can't wait. It's harmless, but very fun.
Bring it.
Okay. So the truth is, what is something about you that no one knows that you feel maybe you left in the past, but you would maybe like to revisit?
Oh, my life is flashing in front of me. The one thing that comes to mind, because it could be that he just texted me, he just keeps showing up. And it's like, you know, when you're like, I'm climbing this wall and I'm going to get over this wall and I'm going to keep climbing the wall. And you're like, man, I'm almost at the top. And then you're like, whoa, I'm back at the bottom. And then you're like, no, I'm climbing. Like, it's that one wall, and I could attach a name to it. And it's him, and he might be on this live watching, and he just reached out this morning, and it's just like, why? It's not, pull out, laugh at the situation. Why? Well, I don't understand why it's so difficult. So it's not even like something from the past that I revisit. It's almost something that we keep revisiting. You keep revisiting.
Like love? Like a love?
I don't know what you want to call it. Yeah, it's, I don't know what you call it. I don't. It's something, and I think we both, I don't know, but I know it's that. So
Eden's in love, everyone.
It's funny because I can't necessarily get that wall out of my way for me to climb another wall.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm trying to figure out, like, if I keep getting stopped at this, it's either going to have to be like, I honestly don't have any answers. So I'm trying to just up against moments as they show up, right?
Yeah, cool.
And if you guys ever have like a something about that, I don't, a feeling, a dare, to start to help me climb this wall, offer it, please.
Okay, we will keep that in mind. Are you ready for your real dare though?
Yeah.
Okay, is your cell phone near you?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
You're lying. Okay, here's the dare. You need to text Lisa Vanderpump, good morning, puppy queen.
Oh, Barry says hi, Teddy and Sonia.
Hi.
Hello. Everybody.
I'm not reading your comment. First of all, you guys knew all Girl Power. I haven't, and I'm love with them, and everyone's loving this. Loving. So I'm going to have to text, we want to do Vanderpump.
That's what I wrote. But why would you call someone else a puppy queen besides maybe Kyle Richards?
Oh, hold on. Let's just, you guys, I'm going to have to put you on pause. They're all loving it. You're going to have to, because you know what, guys? They're going to go, this is going to come out soon. So
yeah, this will come
you
out.
Guys are going to say goodbye to the girls. Say bye, girls, to everyone.
Bye.
We love you. And we're going to do a little dare right now.
Yeah.
We're going to save that. And I will post all this later. So we'll just, oh, title. Girl, let's do this. Let's go.
So you're gonna text her. Good
morning. Okay, let me
good
see.
Good morning, her. Puppy queen. Is that gonna be? How's she gonna receive that?
I'm gonna just pull her up here and see where she is. Where is the Vanderschmump? How is she gonna receive it? To be quite honest. Do I care?
No, it's right. Harmless.
So
that's why we thought it was a good dare.
I think it's funny, but why? Hold on, where is she? Why isn't she in there? Because even when you change your, this has been how many years? Even when you change your phone, why isn't she coming up? Oh, you know what? LVP. That's probably what I have it on.
Yeah. Good morning, puppy queen. What? And then you send her like. A dog gift.
Or just a gift, but hold on, I have to find this. Okay, you know what we're gonna do? I honestly, when I get off, because it's going through, okay. And for some reason she's not coming up under, I literally could have put her
under
anything. So we're gonna have to do is I'm going to do it, you're gonna see it, and then you're gonna have to show the screen when you air this live. And we're going to, it's happening. Hold on. Good morning, puppy.
Queen.
Queen, of course, she's the queen.
Good morning, puppy.
And then a gift with a dog. You know what? Thank you, because that's hysterical. And why not? Like, what? I do sometimes feel like, Eden, when you said, like, pull out and laugh, like, when I am in my human form and I do love this the most, like, play more, Eden.
Right.
Like, right?
It was really funny because we were at this event the other night and they asked us the same question. What's something about yourself that is kind of hidden that no one knows about?
Okay.
And she sat down in the chair and she's like, I'm an entrepreneur. Like I run this business and I don't feel like I can prank call anymore. And then she started to cry. But I think it symbolized more like playing like outwardly, just like being more playful because people look up to us, the girls look up to us. So it's like, we're not like, you know, doing whatever, but she's like, I can't prank call anymore. And she's
did you do it?
No. Well, we called our friend Dusty and said, he's like very handsome and every girl likes him. So we called him and
is
said,
he single?
No. Hey, it's Ashley and I'm downstairs. I've been waiting my turn for years. Please come let me in. And
he's like, who is this? Where are you?
It was awesome. Like, obviously we changed our voices, but
yeah. Both. Okay. So that was yours. What was yours? Don't know.
That no one knows about.
I
shared that I was doing meditation because no one knew about that yet.
Okay. So when we find the dare in that, then I think there's something here. Cause you know how I love to do my lives and kind of just connect. Cause we can do these moments and put it out there, but then we the consistency is gone, right? And so it's like so you and I could do the dare of finding that joy, that playful, maybe you're doing a crank call, I'm texting someone just like I don't even know anything, and we have to find what it is for you, and we put that out.
Something came up for me that I thought, like, I was like, I don't know, I guess I didn't want to be as vulnerable with that group of women, I didn't know anybody. But when I was a little girl, I had these purple cowboy boots and a red cowgirl hat. And I'd put my hamster in my shirt and I'd ride my bike with fake fingernails. And I'd like go get to the ice cream truck. And I liked the feeling of the hamster like going to my chest.
You know those nails that like put on your fingers?
The lead press on. Yeah.
And I was like, I miss that creative girl who just like did her thing.
You were
super
free.
Yeah, I was
First of all, do you have a picture of her? Second of all, we need to, like, once a month or once a week, since we live close, get together and we'll do your dare and just I would be like a ballerina. Like, we need to just super freak, if that's what you called it.
Find a dress and like
dress up.
Yeah.
Right. And then we could do our dares. We could all have a fun, joyful dare and just be those girls, that kid, the fun one, the silly one. Seriously, right? Because we can talk about it all day long, and what we all do in our ways is intense and incredible, but the action behind it, right? And then you show these girls like, hey, look what I've been doing. And maybe this week. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, they get older, like, wow. So not only are they were teaching us, but they were also, like you said to me, healing their 12-year-old and acting. I love it. I'm signed up too.
Well, I think that that's important for people to see of all ages, is like, and including the girls, more prevention is like, just be yourself. They're never seeing an adult being themselves. We say it. We say, love yourself. We say all these things, but it's like, no one's doing it to show them. You don't have to say the words. You're just like, oh, Teddy's out there, like rollerblading in her kitchen. Like, I mean, I do weird stuff. Trust me.
I've seen some.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I've seen, like, it's freeing. I think. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, so now I'm ready for that the purple cowboy boots, like, yes. We need to find those, and the red hat.
Yes.
Yes. And I will find I will bring the hamster.
I'll bring a hamster.
I'm going to find the hamster. Oh, see? See, it's crazy, but then it wasn't.
Well, we should go to a pet store together and make it live, picking
dress
up the
like that.
Dress like kids, saying, this is my first hamster.
Oh, my God. And remember, you'd stand in front of the hamsters or, like, the birds, and it was so pretty, and it was so sweet. And now you're like, pick the one you want. Let's go.
Yeah. Or you're like, why are they trapping animals?
That too. Or like, I don't really want that in the house because you're not going to clean up after it. And yes, let's let it free in the backyard, but then they won't. Right. Yeah. It's a whole thing, right? It's a whole thing.
The whole thing. Well, thank you so much, Eden.
I'm doing my dare. No, thank you. Teddy.
Yeah,
I will say every day my relationship with my mom gets better and better. Mm-hmm. So just wait it out, because teenage years are hard, and I am obsessed with my mom. Yeah. And I love her so much. So
Thank you. You know what I realized? I'm like, okay, my mom and I are really close. She's my biggest like cheerleader right now. So this will do its thing. Pull out, Eden.
Yeah,
that was the wrong way of putting it, but you know what I mean.
I kind of touched on it earlier, but we always ask every guest, what makes you feel the most alive?
You know, I'm going to be here and now in the present moment. And so you both make me feel the most alive and really change the rest of my day.
Thanks, Eden. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. If you knew the truth, and you will as we get to know each other and what I've been going through physically, like, you both. Right now.
We'll accept that.
Thank you.
Thank you. You better. You better.
Where can people find you? Where can people find you if they've never heard of you or are so interested?
Don't Google me, because there's stuff there.
Don't Google her.
My kids come back and they're like, so? I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, just my Instagram's kind of like my thing. There are a lot of new things coming up and some fun stuff, and always something new. And these moments that bring me the most joy is these conversations. So that is pretty much right now living on my Instagram, and until further notice.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.